Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and ooh, darn sexy people. Okay, we've got some big information coming in. So I need you to stop what you're doing. Put down the dishes, put down the baby, put the dog away so you can focus on what we're going to do before we go to the calls today. All right, I want everybody to come together to claim it is possible to create health and wellness now. I am directing myself to know, believe, and trust that it is possible to create health and wellness now. And so it is. So they told me to go to resonating with the one mind of love, which is right now the highest claim that we can make. I'd start my day with it. I would state it throughout the day. I'd certainly state it before you go to sleep at night. I am resonating with the one mind of love. And because I have been claiming that and focused on that, this information came together for today. They directed me to the sheets to, I believe it's, yes, 15 on the first sheet, clearing physical imbalances from genetic balance. In other words, everything that has been passed down to us around maintaining, creating, holding the balance, okay? We're going to clear now, which in our terms now means redirect everything that has come forward today that may be causing these physical imbalances. Now, they took me to the first core belief, I can never be God. So I don't trust me to create myself, whether it's health, whether it's money, relationships. We have to claim and know that I am the God of me right now. I make my choices. I hold my focus. I take my actions. And then the universal energy comes in to work with me. Okay, if we do not believe that, claim that, know that, accept that, we are fighting ourselves, guys. We are us fighting us. And this is the energy that has come forward today to ask that we do this redirection for. So listen up. Past lives, our little child, our teenager, and that they're interjecting now is in all lifetimes that we have lived. Other dimensions, miscarried souls, energy that exists between our lives, cosmic bacteria, physical, emotional, spiritual, and chemical, alter ego, and cosmic bacteria. Oh, they gave that to us twice. Okay. Well, hold on, because they gave that to me again right before the show. That one we have to do twice. Twice, three times, twice. Okay. So for all the energy that I just listed, you don't have to remember what it is. You have to hold it in your consciousness, and you have to do this with me. I am directing all this energy to know and accept that I am the God and creation of me, and I trust me to create my life successfully. And so it is. And now we're going to do that one more time for cosmic bacteria, physical, emotional, spiritual, and chemical. I am directing all this energy to know and accept that I am the God and creation of me, and I trust me to create my life successfully. And so it is. This is especially directed today toward physical healing. Okay, now they gave me also a statement for those of you that are working on money. I am getting, keeping, and attracting more money consistently in my life. I am getting, keeping, and attracting more money successfully into my life. Okay. We were kind of all over the place, but that's some pretty darn big information. So now there's something else coming in right now. Hold on, am I going back? Okay, where I'm at is sheet 5. Well, it's number 5. It's under sheet 2. And it's energy to balance 4. Here, here, here. Well, this is interesting. Hawaiians. I don't know why we would be going to Hawaiians, but I don't. I'm balanced. I'm switched. I want the highest answer. Okay, is there any? Okay, so now we're coming forward again. Any physical imbalances in genetic balance. Boy, it's my big yes now. On behalf of all Hawaiian energy, I am directing all this energy to know and accept I am the God in creation of me, and I trust me to create my life successfully. And so it is. Anything else we're supposed to do? Okay, interesting beginning to the show, right, guys? So I can go to the callers now. Please have your questions ready. And we're going to start with Randy in Colorado. Hi, honey, you're on.
Taking my call.
Uh-huh.
So I'm calling because I am brought into a situation that's repeating. I have a difficult time working with people who micromanage. And I was in one situation where I was micromanaged, and it was really unhealthy. And I feel like I'm put in that situation again. I have a co-teacher that is micromanaging me, and I want it to be a successful year, but it's already starting off bad.
Okay. So the first thing I heard from the channel was you micromanage yourself, and therefore you get really, well, pardon these words, but this is what they're giving me, pissed off when somebody else tries to give you any kind of direction. Now, first, Randy, I want you to know I stand with you. I hate to be micromanaged as an actress. Mm-hmm. Hate it. So, but what the channel is saying for both of us is when somebody else wants to micromanage us, it threatens us that we cannot create ourselves.
Yeah.
And well, that's never true. You're always in control of creating yourself. And they are saying, well, let's just see. Past life, little child, teenager. See, we're going to other dimensions that are affecting you around this right now. And if you keep putting out the thought and the emotion, which is your electrical charge that you put out, if you keep putting out, I don't want anybody to micromanage me, I hate that, and I don't want to bring that in my life anymore, that's the first thing you'll attract. Do you understand why?
Gosh.
Do you understand why?
Because that's what I'm putting, I'm bringing it to me because that's the energy
yep.
that I'm putting out there.
You bet that, you bet. So what do you want? Oh my God, I'm gonna teach this to you guys if it's the last thing I do. You know what you don't want. State to me right now, Randykins, what you want.
I want to be equal. I want to be an equal. I want to be seen as important, and I want to be treated as an equal.
Okay. And for you to be treated as an equal, what has to happen first?
That's the problem. I
no,
see her a
there's
little bit.
No problem.
She has a lot more experience.
No, it's not. No, we're not going to her, Randy. We're not
okay.
going to her. What do you have to do in order for you to draw to you other energy that acknowledges you as equal?
I need
what
to
do you
trust
have
myself.
To do?
I need
yeah,
to trust
you have
myself.
To see yourself as equal, honey. I am loving myself so much that I see me as an equal player in this world. I'm going to your mom now. When you were little, she didn't see herself as an equal player at all. Is that true?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So that's the modeling that you watch. That's what your little girl thinks is real. And now you've got to retrain her, reparent her, baby. Do you understand?
Okay. Yes.
But you have to know that within yourself. So you go into that bubble, right? And you spend time feeling and experiencing and celebrating how free and awesome you are to create who you are, and that the whole universe is coming forward to acknowledge that.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
it's
you
really
can do
amazing.
This. You can do this, Randy. You just have to stay conscious, okay, baby?
Okay, I will. Thank you so much.
You bet, sweetheart. Okay, we're going to August in Arizona. Hi, you're on.
Good morning. My question is, I'm 63 years old, and I've had my biggest challenge in life has been my weight. And I've been up and down and back and forth, and I'm starting a new program this week. I've got some help with coaching, and I'm wondering how this may tie in with my past and what information that I could gain
okay.
that would have me come into this with in a good space.
August,
yes.
I can give you all this. The first thing that the channel says is it's all about protection and in several other lives. Hold on. Five other lives. In order to protect yourself sexually, and that goes in this lifetime also, you have put on weight so that you would not attract to you things that you might be tempted by. And it's great that you have someone to work with you and guide you now. And August has to start seeing himself and knowing that he's safe to see himself in the way you want to be. So when I say you have a specific weight in mind, I get a no. So how are you going to direct your energy to get there if you don't know where you're going? So right now,
okay.
what is the weight that plausibly you believe that you can get to this year?
This year, 185.
Okay. So now you want to start directing the energy of you. I am 185 pounds. Now, the trick, guys, is not to look at the reality, because the reality is simply something that you've created from faulty belief systems before. Your job is to feel into the freedom and the excitement and the health of 185, so that the universe and the universe of your body can start responding to you now. But to go out and try to create this without you being in alignment yourself, other people can just help you so much, but it's like putting a Band-Aid over a sore. The sore is still there. When you actually do the work around this, everybody's going to help you in a lot bigger way and more permanently, they're saying, August. Do you understand?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Stay on the rest of the show. You will get more answers for yourself, because I think you're a first caller, aren't you, baby?
Yes, uh-huh.
Great. Well, welcome. We're happy to have you. All right. We're going to Mark with Lee in Arizona. Hello, guys.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Can you hear us okay, or should I put the headphones on?
No, I can hear you, darling.
Okay, put the phone on. Go ahead, Mark. Say hi.
Hi.
Hi, Mark. What's up? You sound like you don't really want to be here.
Yeah, that's true. I'm supposed to tell you what's going on. I got a clot in my leg.
Well, what'd you go do that for?
Yeah, I'm, you know.
Okay, Mark, why do you not want to get where you're trying to go? First of all, where are you trying to go in your life right now?
Well, at this point, I don't know.
Well, I would start there then. What do I want to create? What do I want to do? Where do I want to go? Because the channel's saying you know those things. So what is it that you want to do with your life right now, baby? Give yourself permission to acknowledge that. Because that energetically, not a doctor, but energetically, that's what the blood clot's about. You're not allowing yourself to acknowledge where you want to go. So in your wildest dreams, if you could pick what you want to do, what would it be?
My wildest dreams. You know, last night when I was getting this thing tested, the gal that did the ultrasound was teaching this young girl her tricks and trade. And right from the beginning, coming in, she was just so passionate. I mean, everybody else thinks about, you know, ultrasound, putting gook on a guy's leg and moving something around. How can you be passionate about that? But she was.
Yeah. And that's...
I want that.
Well, yeah. Okay, but, darling, so... You're directing the universe. I want to be passionate. Okay, well, about life?
Love, maybe.
Okay, life. I want to be passionate. It's basically, Mark, that you are holding yourself back from allowing yourself to feel passion. And that's what you want. And once... you break through that, then you will be able to allow yourself to communicate to yourself all the things you want to do. like, yes, I want to be passionate about life and love and living. And when I'm passionate about all those things, I am spurred on to take action in my life around creating relationships, around creating job opportunities for my acting and my healing, right? So
Right. You
want to start directing yourself. I'm giving myself permission to be passionate about everything. And I'm giving myself permission to be passionate about knowing what I want to do. Because a blood clot symbolizes energy not moving. The stopping of energy, the clotting up, right? There's no flow energetically. So, of course, you have to follow what physically you need to do on this plane now. But energetically, you have to give yourself permission to be passionate. And now I'm going to your father when you were little. What messages did he give you verbally? Or what did he model to you about being passionate about life?
That's a great question. That's a great question. You know, it's like a two-sided sword or something, because my dad, in my mind, in my eyes, was extremely passionate. I mean, he had too much, almost, where it almost engulfed everybody else.
Okay.
But I think it was his passion that we had to live by.
Well,
that's
so you see,
the best way.
Yeah, you see all the negative connections that your little boy's holding about allowing you to be passionate in your life. So you want to know that you can be passionate and allow everyone else their passion, and it lives harmoniously and serves the world. Because your fear is that you can't handle it. You can't handle your passion, because that's what it felt like being engulfed by your dad. Got it? So start working on some of those things, Mark. And I guarantee you things will break open and the flow will start again. And you won't have to deal with these physical things so much anymore. That's why we were you on the call in the beginning of the call with Lee?
Yeah.
Okay. That's why we redirected the energy for everything we did. All right, sweetheart. Good luck to you. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to Maria in San Francisco. Whoops. There you go. Hi, honey.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. It means so much to me right now.
You bet.
I have kind of an overlap question. I have digestive disorders, and I haven't eaten in
like
2 days.
You have what? I'm sorry, I didn't get the term. You have what?
Digestive disorders.
I still can't get the word. I'm sorry.
Digestive disorders.
Digestive. Okay. All right. Got it. Okay.
So I haven't eaten in 3 days. The first day, I then in the evening reacted to just drinking liquids like apple juice and broth. And then my mom died this week. And
jeez, I'm sorry, honey. Yeah, that's a lot to digest right there.
Yeah, and there's a question on that too, but not from you. My family wants to know how she passed, but I'm trying to figure out what's going on, because now I'm reacting to liquids and they're not going through the bladder anymore. And I don't know if that's just normal or if I need to.
No, that's,
do
of course that's not normal. And you know that's not normal.
Well,
I mean, I'm
really
not a doctor, guys. I'm not a doctor. I only read the energetic stuff.
Okay.
But have you been to a doctor, Maria, about all this?
No, because it just happened over the weekend.
Yeah, you've got to get to a doctor ASAP. And that's coming from the channel, because this is not normal. Energetically, literally, why do you think you would be trying to shut yourself down?
I thought I was working to try and get things better. And
okay,
the internet,
so let's stop there. Let's stop there. So what that tells me is that getting better is associated with shutting down. In order for me to get better, I have to shut myself down. That's not the highest statement. Hold on, we're going to a core belief now. This page, no. This page here. Okay, I'm not supposed to be here and I don't belong. There's a lot of past life stuff going on around I'm not supposed to be here, meaning I'm not supposed to be here in embodiment. You don't belong here. And now energetically, I can answer the question about your mother. Literally, she left so that you can move into your own freedom. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I felt that.
Okay. To empower you, right? She wants you to know, I'm connected with her now. She wants you to know you were supposed to be here. She wanted you. Did you ever doubt that she wanted you?
Yeah, because I was told by another intuitive that she didn't want me.
Well, I get equivocally that's not true.
Hmm. She didn't communicate well. She didn't want to be here. It was a difficult relationship, but she's my mom, and I tried to do what I could for her.
Well, and so she didn't want to be here.
Right.
That's the energy the other person was picking up. She didn't want to be here. And because she didn't want to be here, she was scared to death that you were here, but she wanted you. So what you have to deal with right now is, do you want you?
That's what I'm working on.
Okay.
She said she didn't want to have children too. So it was like a whole thing going on. Was it a stroke or her heart that went out? This is on behalf of my siblings.
That's not the right question.
Oh, okay.
They really want to focus on you.
Okay.
Maria.
Okay.
And
thank you.
Really, the answer to everything you are asking about is you have to want to be here, and you have to know that you deserve to be here and that you love yourself so much that you are committed to being here.
I'm
so let's claim that for everybody. Everybody join me in this. I want to be here. I'm supposed to be here. I'm committed to joyfully being here in this embodiment. And around that, we claim the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. So it is. Okay, that's really your answer, Maria, and they want you to start working with that, playing with that, lightening up your energy, because I can hear how heavy your energy is, which is not going to help the flow of your energy. Okay? All right, let's start there, and then we'll move on from there. All right? Thank you, darling.
Can you clarify about the doctor? Because I've been to so many doctors, and they've done nothing. And I just got a whole bunch of new herbs and supplements that I thought would help. So I'm a little surprised now.
Okay. They're saying, physician, heal thyself. You're attracting doctors that can't help you because you haven't decided you want to be here.
Okay.
That's what they mean by, you've got to get yourself in alignment and then all the answers will line up for you. Love yourself enough to want to be here, Maria, okay?
Okay, thank you so
all
much.
All right, you're welcome, darling. Kimmy, what's up?
Hello.
Hey.
Awesome beginning of the show. I don't know if I have a question anymore because I did, and I think you just answered it.
Yep, I did.
Okay.
And I'm and it's the answer for everybody, guys. Get yourself into alignment with what you want. If you don't understand what that means, we just did a great webinar about what alignment means. And again, everybody, raise your arms and make a circle over your head. That's the inner, that's the universe. And you see, you're right in the middle of it. And whatever electrical signal from your thoughts and your emotions you're sending out, that's what you will attract back to you. If you are sending out, I'm panicked about money, you will receive back more panic. If you are putting out, I don't know if I deserve to be here, you will receive back proof in your life to match that so that you can get aware that you are your own creator, and you better get on top of the electrical signal that you're sending out. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am. I was going through some fear this morning about losing my job last week. And
you lost your job because you didn't want it anymore, Kim.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right. So what do you want now? What do you want in a job? What didn't this one have? Look at it as buying a house, and you're in charge. That job didn't have what? What do you want changed about that job?
It didn't have the money, the responsibilities, moving up in my career.
Okay. So you were keeping yourself in that job to be safe.
Exactly.
Now, you've cured yourself from cancer, Kim. So
yes,
do you
ma'am.
Think you could create another job that has more responsibility and more respect and more money and better benefits? That's what you want, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Start feeling into that charge and put that charge out there.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. See, I start getting, keeping, and attracting. And that's the part where we're all getting muddled, because you keep thinking to attract something, you've got to worry and sweat it out and be panicked about it and try and fix it. No. You get clear about what you want and feel into the excitement about that. Be very clear what you want and then match the love and excitement to that. The universe has to find you with that thing. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Okay, you get going, Kim.
Yes, ma'am, I'm on it.
All right, goodbye. Oh. Yes, ma'am. Iris in Philadelphia, you're on.
Hello, Dee. Good to talk with you.
You too, baby.
Okay, well, I think it's two things, and they're kind of related. The first one is my boyfriend was telling me how he's having this, like, reoccurring stress dream where he's, like, chasing me, and then I get away, or like, he can't catch me or something.
Okay, everything in a dream is ourself. So he's chasing himself. He's not chasing you. He's chasing himself, and he's getting away. So the self that he wants keeps getting away from him.
Oh. Okay.
So encourage him that the self he wants to be, he already is. He doesn't have to chase himself to get there. He just has to acknowledge it within himself and start focusing on that. Next.
Okay. great. The next piece came in this morning, and I think it was like a memory from my brother when I was little, and we're in Montana and it's winter and we're walking to school, and I couldn't walk fast enough. So he's like, well, I'm not going to wait for you. And then he left me, and then I was crying in the snow. And then, a classmate, her mother came and picked me up, and she said, well, I can't take you to school every day. And I was like, oh, so it's just connecting into that.
Okay, so basically, Iris, what you just said to me is the world's not going to be there, and it's going to leave me behind.
Yeah, that's nobody's what came up, for sure.
Yeah, nobody's coming forward for me. And like always, when you're in a relationship, you work on a lot of the same issues from different perspectives. So here's your boyfriend trying to keep up with himself and be there for you. So he's working on being there for people, and you're working on trusting that people will be there for you.
Boom. Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So you're working on this together.
Uh-huh.
And yes, when you're conscious of why you're, yeah, some of the most powerful privates I do are with couples like this. And so you have to start seeing the world as a world who always comes through for Iris and takes care of her, because
and wants
yes,
me there.
And yeah, you bet. And he's got to know that he's capable of taking care of the people he loves, which includes himself, by the way.
Yes. Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
It's like that. Wow, thank you, Dee.
You bet. You bet. Love
you. Love you. Okay, bye.
Can't believe it's only been 1 week since Creation Station. Lordy, lordy, no wonder all this stuff's coming in. Emily in California, you're on.
What a show.
You think? We're starting to say that every week, though. They're like mini webinars.
Yeah. Okay, two questions. I think the thing about my foot is resolved. I slipped again. I'm like, what is going in? It injured my left foot. But I think the health thing, that's balanced.
I get a yes.
Okay, good.
Yep.
So the next one, this just popped in during the show, is about loving with no strings attached.
Yep, that's called
I'm working on love
relationship. Unconditional love. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's why we love our pets so much.
Mm.
Because they will love you no matter what. You can kick them. 5 minutes later, they want to come lick your face. Not that I would ever kick an animal, ever. But
yeah.
I don't. Okay, well, hold on. Emily, who do you feel kind of kicked to the curb by?
This guy.
Well, walk away. Walk away.
Yeah.
If you look, is that a match to self-love that you let someone abuse and use you? Frick no. Walk away.
Got it.
Now, I get that you have balanced all the energy within you that attracted this energy to you. Okay. And now you've got to let it go. Otherwise you start creating the old belief systems all over again. And it's what I told Kimmy. What do you want different now in the next relationship?
Yeah. Someone who is ready to step up.
Well, yes. And who respects you and honors you. And hold on, the word's right above my head here. Acknowledges you.
Yeah.
And what you, but you, guys, again, how much are we doing that with ourselves? how much are we acknowledging and honoring and respecting ourselves? To stay around negative energy is not a match to that.
All
so
right.
If we're going to attract something new, we have to be the charge of self-honor, self-love, self-respect that we send out, and then the universe has to go, okay, I'll send you all energy that matches that. Now, in the first couple or 3 weeks, if the old energy comes back in, you don't go, well, see, I tried it for a week, what Dee said, and it doesn't work. Here's this crap again. No, you go, okay, crap's clearing out. I can see it now as crap. Yippee for me. I'm holding on to exactly what I want to create. I'm holding the focus on that. Do you understand?
Yes. Got
okay.
It. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Love you.
I love you too, baby cakes. Paula in California, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
I just wanted to thank you for the wonderful creation station. And it was,
thank
it was,
you.
You are wonderful. And I just loved how you get to the truth and you're very loving. And thank you.
Oh, thank you, Paula. You were a great part of that weekend. And Iris.
Oh,
everybody that
yes.
was there.
I know. And I then, love everyone. And I thank everyone, too, and everyone sharing. And it's wonderful. And I also wanted to thank Susan from Niagara Falls for her
yes.
beautiful creation formula paintings. I just want to say she painted that space, you know, the little gossamer light
yes.
and then with the Christ light embedded with it. And then the creation formula right in the middle of it. It was beautiful.
It indeed was. She's quite a beautiful
yes.
artist. So thank you. I'm sure she appreciates hearing that.
Yeah, I wanted her to know that. I hope she's listening.
Yeah,
but
she is.
Good. Okay. And I just, but I also want to say that book, The Game of Life, is fantastic. And I think everybody should read that because it really is that gives how to play it, you know?
Well, she's talking about The Game of Life and How to Play It by Florence Shivel Shin. I believe you can get it on Amazon. I got one for everybody for Creation Station. And she really talks a lot about directing your day. Now, it's an older book. It's written with kind of a little too much religious flavor to it. But the message is spot on, absolutely correct. And they're very inexpensive, guys, if you want to go run out and order that on Amazon. Thank you, Paul. I'm so glad you appreciated it. Have you tried Have you tried the meditation yet?
Not yet.
Good. You'll like it.
I haven't gotten to that.
You'll
yeah.
like it. Yeah, we have a lot of presence here on this creation station that the channel brought forward for me to get. So thank you, my darling. So lovely
thank
to hear
you.
From you, Paula. You bet.
Thank
you. Oh, you can just feel the love from that person. Joy, what's up?
it's very boring in a way. I still haven't found out what is going on with my dog, but he does say it's just energy and not to worry about it. But I'm going away for a week fairly soon and leaving him with a dog sitter, which he says is fine. But I just
yes.
wanted to make sure everything's okay.
Everything is okay. I get my big yes. He wants you to go. It's like, gee, could I have a break? Could I show you what a big boy I am? You know, it's like, Mom, I'm fine. Go. That's how Gabby would
all
say
right.
it
to
me.
Tell him to
okay.
ask. For, no. Okay. Okay. Thank you.
You just stay in your knowing and
okay.
go have fun, Joy. Okay.
All right. I will. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
Love you. Bye.
I love you too. And I know, hey, I worry about freedom. No, they're striking that word. No worry, Dee, that's the sin against the energy you're caring for. Did you hear that, Joy? No worry. I go out of my way to make sure that my little doggie's taken care of and somebody's in the house that loves her and that's going to walk her and play ball with her. And so I get it, Joy. I get it. But they're pretty resilient. Kathy in Seattle, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby. So,
the beginning of the show was like fit perfectly for my question. Things have been going really well. I've been claiming about the money thing, so that was like spot on. Yay, I'm doing it right.
Right.
The question I have, though, is I've been having these weird dreams, and they seem to be happening more frequently now, of being chased, hunted, or, you know, somebody's trying to kill me. So I did some work around it, and what I got was I was trying, because I remember you saying that everything in the dream is you. So I'm going, so what am I doing? So it came to, I'm trying to kill myself or a part of myself, and what I got was I was trying to kill my own light. And so what I did was, I, okay, well, this is not what I want. So I started claiming I am powerful, I am my own light, I am a powerful creator, and I just wanted to make sure. And then you said something else about, later on, about, I can't remember what it was, with somebody else. And then I'm like, okay, that's it. That's the,
yeah,
that's
Kathy,
the other part that I need to do.
The biggest thing is you're safe being the light.
Okay. Oh, okay.
There's a whole kind of mini through line here on the show today about being safe. You're safe to be your powerful self, guys. You're safe to be the light. You're safe to be the creator of you. You're safe to be creation itself.
Okay,
and
so that...
Yeah, which brings in, you know, the element of being hunted and running from yourself.
Right.
So just add that and feel into the freedom of being safe in the world to create as much as you want. There is no limit, guys. There is no limit to what you are entitled to create.
Right. Okay, so it's not about me being afraid of my own power. It was, because that was part of the thing that came up. It's
well,
more
yes,
about being,
but you're on top of that part.
Right. Okay, good.
Okay, you're on top of that part. But part of the reason you were in fear of your own power is that you wouldn't be safe if you were.
Oh, okay. That makes total sense.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
All right, hold on.
Thank you for that clarity. Oh.
Is there anything else? No, there's nothing else. That's it, baby cakes.
Thank you so much. Really,
you're welcome.
I love you.
I love you too. Yeah, that clarity stuff, that's really, you know, important stuff. Miss Lynn, you're on.
Oh. Hey, hi, Dee.
Hi, sweetheart. What's up?
It feels like weeks since
I know.
Station. It's so weird. But I wanted to say that I'm so glad you did what you did at the beginning of the show, because I have this clarity running through my whole body and my mind and everything, and I think there were little fragments of that before you did it.
For everybody.
I've been working on money and increasing that, and since Creation Station, I've booked 10 jobs.
Oh, my God, Lynn.
I know, right?
Oh, that's awesome.
I know. I'm so happy about it. And also, my boyfriend left for about 5 days, and I booked 6 of those 10 after he left.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Because all right, and they're showing me the girl in New York that I worked with way back in the beginning of this work, where whenever she was in a relationship, her work fell off. And then she'd get out of a relationship, and her work would soar. Okay? There is a belief that your relationships affect your success, Lynn.
Yes.
And the only relationship that affects our success is the relationship with ourself. So we cannot, should not, will not allow relationships with any other energy to affect our self-creation. So we are claiming right now that our self-creation is independent of other relationships, and we attract all energy that helps us succeed in creating what we want. So you want to attract the energy, but only the relationships that empower you to, and again, it's the attracting part, Lynn. You know, we claimed I get, keep, and attract. You mm-hmm. have to know that when you are in a relationship with the person you love, that relationship enhances you attracting what you want.
Great.
Okay, hold
Perfect.
On. There's something, yeah. hold on. We're going to a core belief now. This is, of course, for everybody. This page, yes. I can be the God of me. I am the God of me in my relationship with myself. There is still a kind of core belief running through a lot of us that we have to have a significant other in order to have the power to create who we are. And we don't. You complete yourself, and then you can have a relationship with all other energy. Okay?
Thank you. That feels yep. great. Yes.
Make sure you balance that when we get off, Lynn. Thank you.
Absolutely.
All right, Vicki. I'm almost out of time, but I wanted to take your call, baby. What's up?
Oh, thanks, Dee. Well, everything, I've been resonating a lot with everything that's coming up. And I'm having an issue with work and career. This is probably a private, but I've been resonating with that safety, being safe to me.
Yeah, and you and Chris are working on the same issue from different perspectives.
Okay.
And it's a lot what I said to Lynn. Are you there?
Yes.
Vicki?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. His success does not depend on you. Your success
mm-hmm.
does not depend on him. Your success
yes.
does not depend on anybody at work. Your success depends on the electrical charge you are sending out to the universe. What? Tell me what you want in one sentence.
Well, the first word is freedom and consistent income, doing work that I love, that's in a schedule that works with, you know, me being a mom.
Okay, that's clear. You can write it a little more simply when you get off, now that you're
okay.
aware of that. Okay.
Yes.
But then you stop sending the excited love signal out because you think that's not possible to have it all. And guys,
yeah.
well, mm-hmm. if you don't think it's possible, you can't create it.
Yep.
And so then mm-hmm. you don't send the signal out, and you thwart yourself before you even begin.
Amen. Yep.
Okay? So
mm-hmm.
look away from Chris. Look away from everybody at work. Your job is to, I choose to direct myself to know this is possible. This is what I want. And then you go into the bubble and you just feel love.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Don't let your mind, Vicki, tell you
mm-hmm.
that doesn't make sense. It's not enough, and you have to worry and work harder and all that stuff. It's not
I know.
True,
all that old
guys.
Programming.
Yep. Yep. All right, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Love you, Dee.
I love you, too. And we're just going to stop, guys. The channel's asking me to stop and around everything around empowerment, which is what we began the show about today. We're going to balance it. We're claiming the symbol and the formula, the violet flame and the golden light. We are stating clearly with an open heart, I am resonating with the one mind of love. And again, they're suggesting just live there, live in the experience of it, live in the claim of it. It's possible to create everything we want. This is our claim. This is our choice. This is our direction. This is the way it is, baby cakes. And so it is. All right. Say it with me. I love me. I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.